today on Life Talk.
God is moving in ways I'm not aware of. And I know that He's working, and I don't have to see it to know that He's answering my prayer. And I've noticed that when you persevere in prayer, it always does three things. It develops your faith. It drives you deeper into the Word, and it hammers patience into your souls.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're looking for some encouragement, words of hope, solid biblical truth, and maybe even a laugh or two, well, that's exactly what Pastor Jeff wants to share with you today. We know life can get pretty busy and complicated at times, so we're truly grateful you've chosen to take a break and listen to the program. Now, if you're not able to hang out with us for the entire program, you can always check it out at our website, lifetalkradio.us. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, lifetalkradio.us. But right now, here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about today's program on Life Talk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Life Talk. I'm Jeff Wickwire, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're continuing the series, Pray Through, with a look at the prayer that perseveres. Somebody once said that prayer is hard work. Well, you know, it certainly can be. There are times when we're called upon to persevere in our praying until a long-sought answer finally breaks through. Perhaps that's where you are right now. You've prayed and prayed, but the answer hasn't come. Yet, you have no sense that you're to stop. It's a matter of keeping on praying until you get that breakthrough. Well, if that's you, then grab your Bible and a pen, and let's go into part two of the message, Persevering Prayer.
God always answers prayer. Just like you as a parent always answer a request from your children. You either say yes, you say no, or you say wait, or you say you've got to be kidding me. But either way, we answer, don't we? We don't just look at our kid with a blank face and walk away. We answer. And God answers. Yes, no, or wait. But there's another way that God answers. And it's connected to the wait part. And that is that God answers prayer by telling us to persevere. God answers by saying, yes, it's a wait time, and there's reasons for the wait time. But while you're waiting, I want you to persevere. I want you to persevere in the place of prayer. Now, I'm sharing this series on prayer because the only thing left as far as hope for our country is prayer, and hope for the church is prayer. And you know what? Hope for some of the issues in your life is prayer. Prayer is the only thing that's going to do it. Prayer is the only thing that's going to move that mountain, lift that valley, walk you through that oven, prayer. Prayer is the only thing that's going to change that child, change that circumstance, open that door, make a way where there is no way. The only way it's going to happen is prayer. Not complaining, whining, moaning, groaning, prayer. And sometimes it's going to take persevering prayer, the prayer that perseveres. While we're waiting on God to answer a prayer, He said, yes, but wait, and in your waiting, persevere. While you're waiting and persevering, understand, waiting on God is not a passive, twiddle your thumb, do nothing thing that the believer does. No, no, that's not what waiting on God is. Waiting on God is a verb. Waiting on God is an action. Waiting on God is doing something. We wait in faith. We wait in obedience. We wait expecting. I am filled with expectation today like a pregnant person. Don't go there. I'm just saying spiritually I feel great with child. Because I'm expecting God to do some things that I've been praying about. Every believer ought to be walking around expecting, pregnant with anticipation and expectation that God is going to do something in answer to our prayer. Sometimes you've got to keep on, keep on, keep on, keeping on until a breakthrough comes. So much of Jesus' teaching on prayer has to do with perseverance. His famous words, ask, it shall be given you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. In the Greek language, It is ask and keep on asking. His whole message here is perseverance. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Because if you keep on asking and seeking and knocking, you will receive it, the door will open, and you will find it. There is something about perseverance in prayer. There is something about staying with it and not giving up. And the disciples, they took him at his word. You read, just a cursory reading of the New Testament. Give you some examples. Acts 1:14. Right before Pentecost fell, before they even had the baptism in the Holy Spirit, it says they all constantly joined in prayer. And then Colossians 4:12, the Apostle Paul exhorts the new church, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Philippians 4:5, the Lord is near. So do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. How many things? Everything. Present your requests to God in everything. And then the warfare chapter, Ephesians 6:18. After he goes through the whole armor of God, he tags it with a message on prayer. And he says, pray in the Spirit on some occasions. Does he say pray in the Spirit at Easter time? Does he say particularly pray at Christmas? No, he says, pray in the Spirit, say it with me, on all occasions. What kinds of prayer? All kinds of prayer and requests, and be alert and always, say it with me, keep on praying for all the saints. If I put all those together, here's the way it is. Constantly devote yourselves in everything, on all occasions. Keep on praying for all the saints. Jesus birthed a praying church. Not a religious church, a praying church. Not a sanctimonious church, a praying church who understood the power of prayer. No wonder they shook the Roman world and turned the world upside down. It happened by prayer. But so often we turn to God in prayer and we quit because God doesn't answer in our timetable. And believe me, you may not know it, but when you pray about something, there's a timetable in your brain already. It'll be about a week and he answers this. It'll be about a day and he'll answer this. I just know I'm not going to be dealing with this 2 months from now. It's going to happen by then. And when it doesn't happen, in our timetable, we say, well, God didn't hear me. And we make a mistake. What God's really saying is persevere. Persevere and trust my timetable. And don't quit. Don't quit. It never really does much good to quit. What are you going to quit to? Amen. Atheism? What are you going to quit to? Leaving the church? What are you going to quit to? A pity party? It doesn't do any good to quit. We need to be more like a postage stamp that sticks to a thing until it gets there. Jesus is telling us something about prayer. That sometimes you've just got to stay with it no matter what you see or don't see. I believe too often we assume God's not answering the prayer and we just walk away. And it was really a matter of persevering, not God saying no. Now, sometimes he does say no. And my experience has been when he says no, it doesn't take me long to get it. God said no. But then there are other times when I pray and I'm praying about some things right now and have been praying for a long time about some things. And the answer hasn't come yet. But there's not a witness in my heart to quit. There's not a witness in my heart that he has said no. The witness is persevere because the fire for it hasn't left me. Okay? Jesus is saying don't give up. Don't be discouraged. Even when it seems that God's not answering your prayer, even when it seems he's even working against your prayer, God answers prayer. God answers prayer. A great quote from author Andrew Murray. I found this. I got to read it. It's worth reading. Here's what he says about persevering in prayer. When faith has taken its stand upon God's word and the name of Jesus and has yielded itself to the leading of the Spirit to seek only God's will and honor in its prayer, it, that being faith, need not be discouraged by delay. It knows from Scripture that the power of believing prayer is simply irresistible. Real faith can never be disappointed. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that seek him earnestly. Faith is not moved by things it cannot see. Faith is not moved by delay. Faith is not moved by the passing of time. Faith is not moved by obstacles. Prayer warrior George Mueller talked about the greatest persevering prayer of his entire life. I couldn't believe this when I read it, but it's in his biography. Here you go. He writes, and by the way, George Mueller had an orphanage in London in the 1800s. He was a contemporary of Charles Spurgeon, and he had hundreds of kids he took care of every day, and not one time did he ever take up an offering, not once. He went into prayer every morning before the sun rose and prayed their needs in. And he writes this, the great point is never to give up until the answer comes. I'm going to read that again. The great point is never to give up until the answer comes. Listen to what he says. I have been praying, I'm reading this right, I have been praying 63 years and 8 months for one man's conversion. How many of us would have fainted before then? He is not saved yet, but he will be. How can it be otherwise? I am praying. Now, he goes on, the biography goes on, the day came when Mueller's friend received Christ. He did indeed, but it didn't come until Mueller's coffin was being lowered into the grave at his funeral. This friend that he had prayed for 63 years and some change, went to the funeral, saw the lifeless body of his friend going down into the tomb, thought about his godly life, fell under conviction, and got saved. There at the funeral, God answers prayers of dead people. Listen, prayers go on in time. Prayers go on as a force. Prayers keep working even after we're gone. He didn't give up. Some of you have not gotten a no from God. You've gotten a wait, and then attached to that, you have gotten the word from the Lord. Persevere. Stay with it. Don't give up. Say with Jacob, I will not let go till you bless me.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment, but first I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry. You can find the full program at our website, lifetalkradio.us, along with all the programs. Lastly, we get emails and calls every week from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we want to hear from you, too. So let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111. Or you can email us through our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us or call 877-884-3111. And now, let's go ahead and get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
Now, let me give you three simple reasons to persevere in prayer today. Here they are. One, persevering prayer, I believe, accumulates in heaven. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. In John's Revelation, he describes an angel in heaven with a golden censer. This is so powerful. I'm reading right out of Revelations 8. An angel in heaven with a golden censer that came and stood at the altar, and a great quantity of incense was given to him to mix with the prayers, plural, of God's people, to offer upon the golden altar before the throne as if they were worship. Your prayers are precious to God. They are stored in heaven. They are in a bowl. They are like worship to his nostrils. God is moved by accumulated, because look what it says, the perfume of the incense mixed with prayers ascended up to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. And the context here is this reveals that the accumulated, persistent prayers of God's people over a long period of time had finally reached a point of ripe fullness, and God answered in power. If you read Revelations 8, he begins to pour out his judgments and power upon the earth. And what did it? These accumulated prayers, like wave after wave in the ocean, hitting the shore, washing up into the presence of God until finally it was answered. The person who said, and I've heard people teach this, that if you pray more than once for something, it's not of faith, that person knew nothing about what the Bible teaches about prayer. Because real faith will keep on coming. Real faith will keep on asking and seeking and knocking. Here's the deal. We Americans, most Americans, see prayer like a microwave meal because that's the way we get everything else. I love microwaves. Kathy will say, why don't you put it in the pan? I don't want to. The microwave will give it to me quicker. But it'll taste better from the pan. I don't care. I want it quicker. So here's what we do with prayer. I give God my request. This is the way we think. I'm going to give God my request. I'm going to hit the 60-second button, and out will come my answer. And that's the way I expect God to move. Jump, God. But let me give you another way to look at prayer. Because sometimes God does indeed say, yes, here it is. But how about looking at your prayer like a seed that goes down into the ground, lies dormant for a while, then it puts down little roots and finally breaks up from the ground and blossoms. Some prayers are just like that. Like the daily watering of a flower, a seed, finally brings it bursting above the ground in beautiful display. It wasn't that way at first. You couldn't even see. It looked like nothing was happening. So the daily persistence of a praying person waters the request until it is answered. All the prayer need do is patiently water the request with persevering prayer. In other words, some of the best answers to prayer take time. They just take time. Well, how come, Jeff? I don't know. But I know they do. Andrew Murray writes again, he says, be assured that if God waits longer than you could wish, it's only to make the blessing doubly precious. So one reason to persevere in prayer is they are accumulating. They're accumulating. And as you persevere, you're watering that request until it reaches the ripe moment when God says, done. Now there's a second reason to persevere. And I like this one. This one's so true. This came out of the crucible of my own experience. While preparing the answer for you, God's also preparing you for the answer. Oh, yeah. We don't think about that much. We think, oh, I just want what I want when I want it. Lord, give it to me now. And we don't realize God looks down and says, if I gave you what you're asking for right now, it would blow you apart. You would not be able to handle it. It would destroy you. It would wipe you out because you're asking for a big thing. There are things that we pray for that are absolutely within the framework of God's will. But if he answered it when we prayed it, we wouldn't be able to handle the answer. Trust me, it's true. How many of you have ever had a child ask you for something? Oh, sure, someday, but if I gave it to you now, it'd ruin you. God does the same thing. So what does God do? While we're persevering in prayer, God prepares the answer for us, and he goes to work preparing us for the answer. He not only knows what you need, but he also knows when you need what you need. When you need what you need. Now, here's what's going on when you have to persevere in prayer. Because there's a couple of things in my life I've been persevering for a long time now. And I'm not, well, I get discouraged sometimes. But I always remember, see, there's something going on behind the scenes that I can't see. There's all kinds of things. God is moving in ways I'm not aware of. And I know that he's working, and I don't have to see it to know that he's answering my prayer. So I've learned just to keep on persevering in prayer. And I've noticed that when you persevere in prayer, it always does three things. It develops your faith. It drives you deeper into the word, and it hammers patience into your souls. I want patience, Lord. I want it now. God says, you know how you get patience? When you've got to wait for something, and then wait some more, and then wait some more. And the more you have to wait, and the more you have to persevere, the more you trust God. It develops our faith when we persevere. Let me tell you something about the persevering going on in your life. Some of you are persevering in a relationship. You're persevering in a job. You're persevering with a prayer, and you've made the request, and you're between the request and the answer. And you're having to persevere. Let me tell you something. God's hand is all over that to build the character that will enable you to handle what he's bringing into your life. Listen to what the Bible tells us. Romans 5:3. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they are good for us. Now listen to this. They help us learn to persevere. There's that word. Now follow me in the next verse, and let me show you what perseverance does for you and me. Watch this. Perseverance, Paul says, develops strength of character in us, helps us trust God more each time we use it, until finally our hope and faith are strong and steady Eddie. Let me show you these things. Watch this. What does perseverance do? When I am persevering in prayer, I come out on the other side with my character strengthened. My character has been strengthened. And I'm trusting God more than when I started. Because when I'm having to persevere in prayer, I'm having to remind myself, He's a prayer answering God. I know that He's hearing me every time I pray. And I know His character is trustworthy. And I know that He can't let me down. And I know He's not going to walk out on me. He's never going to fail me, never going to forsake me. And we go through all these things as we persevere in the place of prayer. And so my trust in Him grows deeper roots. And finally, my hope and faith are the anchors of my soul. Come out strong and steady. I'm no longer blown around by every wind of doctrine and every trial and every offense and every little problem and every little thing. I'm not a whiner anymore. I'm a persevering prayer now. It's changed me. And I find that now that I'm done with my persevering prayer, the answer has come. I find that not only has the answer been made ready for me, but now I'm ready for the answer, and I can handle it. There's one more reason that I'm going to go into more next week, but let me tell you one more reason to persevere and give you a little teaser for next week. You have to persevere because you've entered warfare. You have to persevere in prayer because you are involved in spiritual warfare. You are not battling flesh and blood. You're not battling that spouse. You're not battling that boss. You're not battling that neighbor. You're not battling, listen, you're not battling human beings ultimately. Paul said, our battle is not with human beings, but it's with principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And that heavenly place is the second heaven. Paul talked about the third heaven. Second heaven, the first heaven is the earthly atmosphere. The second heaven is where spiritual warfare happens. The third heaven is where God dwells. And God can release an answer our way, and it runs into warfare and resistance and hindrance in the second heaven. But I want you to listen to what the Bible says. Paul said, look, he said to the Thessalonian church, I have prayed and wanted to come to you over and over again, but Satan hindered me. Warfare. He said the same thing to the Roman church two times. Now, I don't want you to be ignorant, brothers, that many times I purposed to come to you. I prayed to come to you. I longed to come to you, but I was hindered by the devil. He stopped me. There was a warfare. There was a battle. And then he says, for which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. What was the cause for which he was hindered? He said, I've wanted to get to you so I could give to you a spiritual gift. I was going to lift you higher. I was going to bless you spiritually. And trying to come to you, I've been hindered. But here's what Paul knew. He understood. Delay is not denial, and delay is not defeat. He said, I'm going to persevere. And he persevered in prayer. He persevered in warfare until finally the breakthrough came. So I've got a word for you today. Some of you are having to persevere because the enemy does not want you receiving what God has for you. He doesn't want you enjoying the fruits of your prayer, the prayer of warfare. God sees your effort. He's heard your cry. And he's soon going to show himself to be the God of breakthrough as you persevere in prayer.
Thanks for listening today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To get a copy of today's message, give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can pick it up at our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's 877-884-3111 or the website, lifetalkradio.us. And while you're there at the website, you'll find today's message along with all the messages from Pastor Jeff on our Listen page. You can also sign up to get our e-devotionals, ministry updates, our exclusive Life Talk listener emails, and a whole lot more. We'll even send you a free gift just for signing up. And be sure to check out the resource page, as it's packed with so many things we know you'll be interested in. Again, the website is lifetalkradio.us, or call us at 877-884-3111. One last thing. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. We know Life Talk is making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. Please take a minute to send your best gift at the partner page on our website, lifetalkradio.us, or by calling 877-884-3111. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly appreciate it. Be sure to join us next time right here on Life Talk.